Nicole Stewart, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
What draws people who may not be writers or performers to get up on stage and tell their story at Oral Fixation?
I think it's a human need to express ourselves. I think that's at the root of it. And I think that people recognize two things, that through sharing, they might come to understand themselves better, and alternately, that through sharing, others might understand them better.
So Oral Fixation evenings are always themed, and the themes are always idioms that can be interpreted in a variety of ways. But what's been the most surprising twist that someone has come up with around a theme?
I would say my favorite take on the theme was from One Night Stand. Lovely individual who has since passed away from cancer. She told her life story through the lens of her one nightstand that she inherited from her great aunt. And she took us through many decades of her life. So, for example, she had cancer three times as a teenager. So she would talk about the kidney-shaped puke tray that sat on her nightstand, or the time that she woke up and she forgot that she had her leg amputated. She fell over out of bed, knocked over the nightstand, and forever after, it had a chip on it. It was truly brilliant to have this other angle on it. It really rounded out the evening.
You've told your own very personal story at an Oral Fixation evening about your decision to have an abortion after 20 weeks. That piece attracted a whole lot of attention. It got picked up by Huffington Post. You've since met Wendy Davis. Were you surprised by the attention that the piece got?
I was pleasantly surprised by the reaction because I felt very vulnerable coming forward in North Texas and talking so openly about my experience, and was concerned that perhaps people would judge me for the decision that my husband and I made, or perhaps they wouldn't understand. I decided to tell my story because I felt that it would heal me, and I felt that it could potentially open minds. And I'm really stunned and grateful that this first pregnancy that I had that didn't work out could have such a powerful legacy.
Has telling your own personal story affected the way that you work with your storytellers in any way, many of whom are also revealing very personal things?
It absolutely has. If I'm working with someone and they are having a hard time with being vulnerable, I am delicate with them and I'm creating a space of unconditional love and support for them in sharing their story. But I also have my little hand on the small of their back, just gently pushing them, because I feel that when we hold our truth, our experiences, our feelings inside, it can almost be like poison to our system. So I believe that if they can be brave and share, that the release of the story will be cathartic.
Nicole Stewart, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne.